live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and when you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford.
All right, folks, it's Friday. It's Cash Flow.
Hey, how's
hey,
it going?
Pretty good.
Good, 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 good. So what's up? It's been a hell of a week.
I'm sorry. I thought we were in hell.
Oh man!
You know,
yesterday,
you know,
I gotta tell you this. It's just the top of the hour because it's so the irony behind it and just the timing of it is hilarious. So I'm and sick at the same time. I was turning on Hollywood Boulevard to go to Burbank over where Warner Brothers is, and on the corner there's the Kodak Theater where they have the Oscars and they do the American Idol finals, and they've made it really, really nice. They're trying to make it look New Yorkish, kind of. It's all right. And then I'm driving down the corner, I'm getting ready to take a left, and I look up to my left, and the whole structure of the building on the side, I wish I could have shot. In fact, I may go do this, take a picture of this, because it's what they've done to this building. Wachovia Bank has decided to take the entire corner of the building and cover it up in a like a very thin plastic and make it look like a castle, like a medieval castle, like we're in Romper Room fourth grade. And on the top of the castle, there's pictures of guys with like spears and like pieces of chicken in their left hand. And,
no
like,
way.
Viking guys. I swear to God, up on top of this structure. And then there's right at the front door, you know, they would have the big front wood doors like at the castle. They've got Wachovia Bank. Your money is safe with us.
Yeah, well,
like
you know what they're probably going to have to do is dig a damn moat around that thing.
Yeah,
because people
exactly. People
might start running on Wachovia here. Their credit losses, they reach $1.7 billion in October alone. So
yeah, right. But Wachovia, for some reason, in the last week, they're spending a lot of money on advertising. All the buses out here suddenly have got big Wachovia things on the side. Number one in customer satisfaction, dissatisfaction.
No. They're lying. It's Washington Mutual. It's number one in the country with customer service.
Not according to them.
Well, you can get an advertising agent to pay him enough money, he'll say anything. You know, and yeah, we looked at the figures. Yeah, we're number one in customer service. Well, figures lie and liars figure. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's Washington Mutual that's got better customer relations across the country.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, when you walk into a WAMU bank, you don't even know you're walking into a bank. You have to turn around and look, you know, two or three times.
I asked one of the tellers today, in your honor, I asked the teller, I said, I leaned over after she finished doing this transaction. I said, so, do you have the Amaros here yet? And she looks at me like, I just... two tacos shy of a combination plate, and just staring at me like, what the hell are you talking about? I said, Amaros. Don't you have any heard about that? You know that Amaros? They may be issuing Amaros instead of dollars. And just her face just went like white.
She wasn't an African-American, was she?
No.
You should have taken a picture of that. That would have been cool. Hey, it's Cash Flow. It's Friday, folks. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
James, I'm dying to ask this question since you're out in Hollyweird.
Right.
What's the buzz on the street about Lions for Lambs that opens up tonight?
Yes or no? That's all I keep hearing in my head is the looping Tom Cruise thing where he goes, do you want to win in the war on terror? Yes or no? I'm actually leaving right after this to go see that with an actor friend of mine. And the word out on the street is it's going to make a bundle of cash, and Robert Redford's been going around doing some pretty suggestive interviews about the current situation in the U.S. right now. So I'm real interested to see what they're broadcasting now. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's interesting.
I'll have my edit program in my head going on as I'm watching it.
I've been watching the financial news stories, and you know they're starting. These poor guys. They don't know whether to go blind or wind or wristwatches, but I was watching all the news this morning, not only the financial shows, and they just absolutely are hacking at this thing. I forget the critic's name, but it's only an hour and 40 minutes long, but it's like 3 hours, and oh my goodness, is this spell the end for Tom Cruise and his movie career? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, and the theaters, by the way, the theaters are picking up Christmas movies. I mean, here it is, folks. It's not even Thanksgiving.
And triggering already.
Yeah.
Because they're desperate for cash.
Well, yeah, but that's not the only reason. I think this film is going to have a bigger impact, and I think this thing is being played down because in a lot of theaters, it's only playing on these multiplex theaters. It's only playing on one screen. and you have your choice of like three evening shows, and that's about it. But I've been, you know, when the critics say, oh, it sucks, no, go see it.
Well, I am, when I was talking to him, my friend this morning about going to it, I'm like, it's got to be in loads of theaters everywhere, and it's actually not. And to the some of those popular theaters in town, it's not even there. So it's only showing it. It's like it's limited engagement or something. Well, I don't know what it is, but I'll give you the scoop quick.
And the premise of the movie, of course, is and I saw the clips of Robert Redford sitting there talking to some college age or high school students or whatever they are, and basically tell them, you know, you better think about what you're doing here. And the one line that grabbed me was not the quintessential question, yes or no, you for or you know, you against terrorism. No, it was Robert Redford saying, you know, it's shame on us for standing back and allowing this to continue, and specifically speaking about the war in Iraq.
I love it. When did you see him interviewed on Larry King when he was talking about it?
No, no.
Oh,
I don't watch. You would have to hold a gun to my head to make me watch Larry King.
Watch the King?
The King. King of what? King of suspenders? He's the most boring guy I've ever seen on television.
I know, but why do they call him the King? Why is he making so much money on CNN? His contract renewal.
He is propped and supported. What else are they going to put up there? Me?
Yes.
They should, but I don't wear suspenders. Yeah. Where was I at here? Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about Wachovia. You threw me on this. I still think you have a camera in my broadcasting room. Can he see me, Miss Producer? He can't see me. Are you sure? I know he's sitting home in his underwear right now doing the program. Wachovia credit losses reached $1.7 billion in October. The fourth largest U.S. bank said mortgage-related losses total $1.7 billion so far. Let me underscore the so far. This quarter... More than lender reported for the previous 3 months. They declined 5.6% in the New York Stock Exchange trading after the Charlotte, North Carolina-based bank set aside as much as $600 million for bad loans in the fourth quarter and said in a regulatory filing that securities linked to subprime mortgages lost $1.1 billion last month alone. The company's $1.3 billion of write-downs in the third quarter prompted its first earnings decline in 6 years. Now, what's interesting about this is nobody is coming up with a solution for this deal. And they don't know what to do about it. And it's been suggested that we're going to have maybe six, maybe seven major banks in this country when all of this comes down. Because as these banks get hollowed out of their profits, well, they're still viable businesses. Well, once they write down or write off their bad loans, you're going to see probably a consolidation of banking inside this country. But the question is that I had, with all the holdings that these banks have, I mean, they have holdings in everything. Why is it because they did some bad things in their business practices?
They got to take it out on us.
Yeah. I mean,
that's four lashings for you, pal. Not three, four lashings. Get in the corner. Whoosh,
James, just think about this. You got a car dealership out there. Let's call it Honest John's.
Yeah.
And you sell a bunch of crappy cars, and people are suing you all over the place, and somehow that you can find a way to make the government or somebody else bail you out. No, it was your responsibility. You're the one out there ripping off the individuals.
This is what gets me about this whole thing. When the banks screw up, they can do whatever they want and they don't follow any of the rules. But when an individual, a friend, a person, a colleague, a family, they screw up on their credit card, they are punished. It's like an abusive relationship. It's designed to be like an abusive relationship. So that eventually, after you get abused so much, then you just take it and then you're numb. I mean, I tell people constantly, if you're getting screwed around by the credit card companies, you got to take a stand and get right in their face, period. Period. And know how to do it and not back down. You have to, because they won't. They won't at all. You got to stand up for it and not be abused if they're calling you or whatever. I've mentioned this before. Everybody with the credit card thing, I know we're getting get into that a little bit later, but don't get pushed around. You know what I mean?
Don't. Well, see, you know, it's been said that if somebody is put in isolation, say that they're thrown in prison and they're put in isolation, you know, even abusive jail guards are a welcome break to the monotony and boredom of nothing.
Right.
So I guess if, you know, I wouldn't understand the psychology. I mean, there's a thousand people who would like to line up to abuse me, but I just can't imagine that individuals taking this.
Well, people know, yeah, they keep taking it, and they keep taking it, and they keep taking it. And, like, I, as I've mentioned to you, John, here before, and I've mentioned to other people personally on the line here, I went and had dinner with a somewhat prominent psychologist in town, and I said, you know, what do you think about this? And I explained the whole psychology of the debtor consciousness and how it's wired in there so deep right down to their neurology. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah, it is. It should be in a psychiatric condition in the DSM-4. She agreed with me. Totally. Absolutely. I'd love to try and get her on to get her take on it, because I said these people with these excessive debt issues, they're numb to it. And when the suggestion of taking action to get out of it is almost a threat to their entity, to their own being, it's very bizarre.
You had lunch with this person? Okay.
Know her very well.
All right. Well, if you can talk, and I assume that she talked to you during lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't she talk to you on air? I mean, well, I don't even pay for the sandwich.
Because I didn't ask her. I didn't even ask her.
Well,
but she loves this so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask her. She loves this so much. I mean, she was the one that referred to me some pretty influential people that should think this show is way, way – should be a national thing. Except she's one of the people that actually referred me to that.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What does psychologists make out in Hollywood?
Oh, that's like having gas stations out here. You must have shrinks and psychologists out here.
Well, in the land of the fruit, nuts, and flakes, I would imagine it would be a good place to have a
practice. It's big time out here. Big time. Big time. I mean, if everybody's working it out in there. Trust me on that. Trust me on that. I'll tell you that right now.
What is it?
James,
let me ask you a question. What kind of business is it that you need, you know, 1.2 psychiatrists for every five people in Hollywood? I mean, come on.
Because people don't understand. They see the glitter and the glam, but most actors that are working in the business, have you seen their personal lives? They're disastrous when they're not successful, and then when they are successful, large portions of them spend a lot of the money to clean up their problems behind the scenes.
Well,
they're always seeing shrinks, and they're always at meetings, and they're all – that's just standard.
I can't fathom that, because that doesn't happen in radio. I mean,
no.
I don't have my – I have a psychologist as a friend here, but I'm not his patient. He's not my doctor. I just like him and his wife, and we go out to dinner all the time. But we very rarely talk about psychological issues or anything like that. I mean, he's just a good guy. I like being around him. He was the one that kept pressing me. He said, you know, over the years, he said, you know, this is all centering around the banks, don't you know? And I'd go, yeah. And that finally got through to me. And I started looking at this and all the related problems in this country. You know, I'm hearing Hillary Clinton and how she's going to try to sell to the American people national health care. And how is she going to pay it? And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I saw somebody from Blue Cross Blue Shaft on the program this morning, and he's suggesting, well, we need to take a more fascist approach. It should be a government-private partnership type deal. But he admitted, he said, you know, he says 85% of the people in this country have health insurance. They have health insurance. Now, whether they're going to be able to pay for it or not, but here's the deal. With national health care, with socialized medicine, and it is socialism, folks. That's why it's got the root word, social medicine. And it's destroyed Canada's health care system. It's destroyed every system of health care around the world. But the question of how do you pay for it? Well,
yeah.
Come on. The government's $100 trillion in the hole. You're going to let Hillary Clinton orchestrate a national health care plan with her at the helm and the government spending the money? Give me a break.
Right, exactly.
Ah, yeah, if you have a break, you got a broken arm, you might as well just leave it dangle. Because right. you ain't going to be able to afford this one. All right, tell you what, we'll take the break. We'll come back right after this. It is cash flow.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You know, the thought struck me during the break, James. Are you any fun to see a movie with? Are you one of these guys that sits there and picks a movie apart, sings how you're an actor and casting director?
No. I just go through it, go into the trance, enjoy the little trip, and then, you know, afterwards I might say a few things, but I don't strip it to pieces usually.
You know, I had a brother-in-law, and I swear this guy, if he had seen a movie before you did, and you would tell him before the movie even started, do not tell me the ending. So you'd sit there for an hour and 45, an hour and 50 minutes, maybe an hour and 59 minutes and 50 seconds. Mm-hmm. And he would tell you how the movie ended before it was over. And he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a buzzkill kind of, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they do it for grins and giggles, but, you know, he was kind of a butthead anyhow. At any rate.
Oh, just this letting somebody's contacting. I guess we got listeners in Switzerland now.
We do?
Yes, we do. Just wouldn't be got Shania, a little message right now.
Wouldn't be Shania Twain, would it?
No, it's actually this girl's father is, she says, in Switzerland in private school, and her father works at the World Bank.
and he's the listener?
Dot, dot, dot. He's going to be. She is already. She's just said that she's passed it on to her father, who works at the World Bank. Everything you say is correct.
Well, okay. All right. I would suggest to you over in Switzerland, tell your daddy to go get an honest job.
Right.
My producer's over here just going having fits here. I'm not allowed to say that. Okay, talk to James and Honest John's used car
no,
lot
this
he's
is,
got out
I,
there.
He, he's, John's got immunity on this because I know who this person is. So,
oh, okay.
I know exactly. And I even said, look, dude, why are you working here? How can you show up here every day and you're dating a woman that's working at IMF? What are you, do you like the – what are you guys doing? So, yeah, I talked to this person, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. So they're getting out of there. Don't worry.
Good. It's time to nail down the subprime loan crisis. Markets won't cure the ills. The law must curb lax lending standards. Oh, so the idea is to have the FedGov riding shotgun over the banks. Wait a minute. I'm a little confused about this because when they started the funny money system back in 1913, they were counting on the open-ended checkbook that the government would just keep writing the checks, keep writing. You know, I learned something yesterday. These people are getting real crabby on these financial shows, mm-hmm. and they're starting to get to the point where they're getting angry and stuff.
They're getting angry now.
They're getting angry. Before, they were all smiles and let's see how we can be the rah-rah boys for Wall Street. Now they're just getting flat-out mean and oily.
Blame game now? Is that
well,
what it is?
Well, it hasn't gotten to that stage yet. It will. Trust me, because these people love to eat their own young. But mm-hmm. One person, it was brought up about the war in Iraq and how much money was spent per week. And she had dealings with the government, and she sees the paperwork. She says, you know, it's often quoted, it's $2 billion a week. She says, it's not. It's $3 billion a week. So I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, okay, What's three times, you know, figure $3 billion a day or a week times 52? Okay, $160 yeah. billion, dollars, $170 billion, whatever it is. And I keep thinking about the amount of people that are out of work, people mm-hmm. that the economy is slowing down, they're getting thrown out of their houses. The income tax that they could manage to collect $1.2 trillion last year. See, all of these tax bases, city, state, federal, they're all getting whacked. Mm-hmm. And Georgie Porgy up there in Washington, D.C., well, he wants to go into Iran next, mm-hmm. but how are they going to pay for it? But as it stands right now, per day, the government has to borrow, and the figures are kind of shady. It's for sure $2 billion.
Shady.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real shady.
It's at a minimum, it's a steadfast at least $2 billion a day. It may be as much as $3 billion a day that they have to borrow to run this damn government. And we got people like Hillary Clinton going, oh, yes, national health care. Yes. Yeah, we'll find a way to pay for it. We're $100 trillion in the hole. Yeah. How are you going to pay for anything? I'm sitting here, and none of this stuff is making any sense. So if the government, and just let's just say $2 billion a day, that's almost $800 billion next year that they're going to have to come up with. They're not going to be collecting that much in taxes.
I think that both of us should invest in having calculators sitting right next to us so we can add all the zeros and zeros. And how many zeros are we talking about? Plus the $550 trillion you said, too?
Look, this is the kind of stuff that sends CPAs to the rubber room. You know,
right. Yeah, exactly.
To try to calculate incalculable figures. I mean, this is absolutely – you know, and the funny thing about this is, James, that people – and you're right, they get acclimated to stuff. You know, mm-hmm. we used to talk about things in terms of millions.
Right.
And now we're talking about things in terms of billions. But that's not good enough. Now we're talking about things in terms of trillions of dollars.
What comes after trillions?
I have no idea. Suicide? I don't know.
What's the term? Anybody?
I have no idea.
Quintillion, septillion.
Not a mathematician. What do you think? I'm Einstein? I've got no idea. I mean, but the point of it is that it's insane.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is.
It is unbelievable, folks. Think about that. I mean, think about this. We had in 1929, we had a national debt of $22 billion. And those were astronomical figures for that time.
Uh-huh.
800-313-9443. Tell us what comes after trillions. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You know, it's such a nice day here in Texas. I don't want to do any more bad news. By the way, it's what comes after trillion? What did you say? Quadrillion?
It's quadrillion.
Quadrillion.
Can we confirm that's what it is? Quadrillion, really? I think we should just, like, publicly, for the first time in America, just cut to the chase and probably say we're in the quadrillions.
I'm in the middle of a live show I've got a producer laughing like she just pulled one over on me. What are you laughing about?
Okay, what is it? Is it quadrillion or is that, I don't know.
What?
Mike said he's smarter than you.
Mike? Mike who?
Herzog.
Fire him. No, Mike Herzog is listening to the program. He's out there in Phoenix. I didn't know that. Why would I ever have to think in terms like that? Quadrillion?
Yeah, well, I want to make sure we're the first to say, yeah, we're probably in the first 1 quadrillion debt.
Mike. No, we've got another 900 trillion to go before we hit...
You get to the... Yeah, okay.
But it's only zeros. What the hell? They're not worth anything anyhow, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll tell you how bad this is getting. fuel prices out there. And folks, we We kind of do this with a little bit of jest and trying to deliver the bad news. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's like to get little Johnny to open up his mouth to get the castor oil down, you have to kick him in the shins to make him feel better so you can shove this stuff down his throat.
Yeah, but they can handle the truth, like you say.
Well, people had better start handling. Well, see, you know, I've been talking about this for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm quite frankly, I'm a little tired talking about it, but thankfully, more and more people are waking up. I was talking about fuel prices and how it's going to start hitting people. Well, it's mm-hmm. already, I read this story this morning. I actually saw it on ABC News. And then my producer just handed me this story, Danger in the Sky, Underfueled Planes. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go back to this. He just handed me something else here. Now, Michael, I'm smarter than you are in Phoenix, Arizona. How many zeros? You asked the question. How many zeros? Well,
yeah.
A billion has 9 zeros.
Okay.
A trillion has 12 zeros. Quadrillion has 15 zeros. Quintrillion has 18 zeros. Sextrillion has 21 zeros. Septillion has 21, wait a minute, there's two septillions here. Must be an octillion has 27 zeros. A nonillion, I never even heard of that, and it keeps going up and up and up.
Right.
But quadrillion, that's the next one after a trillion, with 15 zeros, only three more than a trillion. Hey, what's in a zero?
Exactly.
Come on, man, what's everybody getting all upset about?
Right.
It's only money.
Well, right.
No, it's not really. Oil prices soar. It may mean that some airlines, this is going to make a lot of people feel better. By the way, a friend of mine yesterday, I forgot to mention this, sent me an email, and he listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that, he's in Europe. He's been all over Europe, China, everywhere. And he sent me an email that said that airlines are actually looking at finding ways to not stop in the USA for change.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Because of TSA. Because these morons, you know, I mean, you can't take an 8-ounce bottle of shampoo on the airline. You can only take 4 ounces. Okay,
right.
If I'm going to take a liquid explosive on, I'll just have it condensed like Campbell's soup. How's that? You know, I mean, this is ridiculous, but they're actually talking about finding ways to either land in Canada or elsewhere to do changeovers. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because these guys are clowns, man. When they first start hiring these guys, mm-hmm. these are the people that couldn't make it at Mickey D's. You think I'm joking? I'm not. I remember running into one of these guys. Well, we have to see a driver's license, and I'm. You know me, I'm just, you know, I'm like, how much crap can I give these people before they'll actually let me on this plane? So I pulled out a driver's license, and I showed it to this girl, and I don't even think she could read. She barely spoke English. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her, and I said, would you know the difference between a false driver's license and a real one? She goes, no. So I go further up the line, and of course, mm-hmm. I'm always pulled. There's got to be something on a computer because I get the extra check. I'm put in the penalty box. I get to take off my shoes. I get wanded. I get patted down. I'm waiting for him to come out with a microscope and start sticking it in my orifices to really check me out. But I'm in this line, and this guy is patting me down. And the more this intrusion on my personal space is going on, the more angrier I'm getting. And I didn't say anything. But evidently, the look on my face, and this guy tells me as he's frisking me down, well, smile. And I looked at him, and I said, you some kind of damn fool. What's wrong with you, bozo? You're standing mm-hmm. there frisking me, and you're telling me to smile? I said, do you understand what's going on here? I'm assumed to be guilty of something until I'm cleared by some clown like you. And I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be happy about this? I said, do you know the tenet of the basic law in this country is that you're innocent until proven guilty? And I said, you've already assumed me guilty, and now I have to be patted down by a bozo like you to prove that I'm okay to get on board an aircraft.
Wow.
Yeah. Buddy, you don't want to travel with me. Yeah, I'm telling you, I get in these people's faces all the time. At any rate, as prices soar, it may mean that some airlines may soon not be. Mm-hmm. United Airlines has announced it may have to ground 100 planes because fuel has become so expensive.
Wow.
The airlines can't fly. The birdies can't fly because they have no fuel. An investigation by WABC, New York, a guy by the name of Jim Hoffer, found that some airlines might be trying to cut costs by lightening the load and flying with less fuel. Does this make you sound?
Oh, my God. What a desperate, desperate act.
Yeah. Here's your choice. You can get on the plane. Maybe Osama bin Laden's hiding in the bathroom. But you may die because the plane doesn't have enough fuel on it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll take my chances with a box-cutting, wielding, whatever. You can't talk to me like that. You have to hit the speaker. She's trying to talk to me through a soundproof window. Yes.
Can you imagine the pilot going, we have just a little over half. I think we can make it.
Well, sure. Well, yeah. Unless we got too strong of a headwind in case, traffic stacked up over Dulles. In April, a pilot on a commercial plane entering New York airspace contacted air traffic control to say that his aircraft was running low on fuel. The recorded conversation between the pilot and air traffic controllers offered a chilling glimpse into the potential dangers in a commercial air travel. Here's how it goes. Pilot, we are minimum fuel, sir. Air traffic controller, you're declaring an emergency at this time? The time now is 22:57. I need the souls on board and fuel in pounds when you arrive. Pilot, copy that. 157 souls on board. We have exactly 38 minutes of fuel remaining. Now, controllers gave the plane priority landing, and it landed safely with just minutes of fuel to spare. Mm. Now, retired pilots are forced to fudge the numbers. An examination of thousands of airport operations logs, air traffic tapes, and interviews with pilots and controllers reveal airlines may be pushing the margin of safety by cutting back on the amount of fuel per flight. At Newark Liberty International Airport, just five flights landed under minimum or low fuel conditions over a six-month period in 2005. In a similar period this year, just in one airport, in 6 months, 73 flights came in to the same airport with minimum fuel.
Oh, my God. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, and the most disturbing, an additional 10 flights had to declare the more serious emergency fuel situation, meaning they needed to land now. I need to put this bird on the ground now.
So they're like redlining.
Oh, they're they're trying.
Past redlining.
Yeah, and I would suppose the next thing. Now, I mean, let's think of creative ways that the airline could save on fuel. Okay, no more baggage. Okay, we're down to minimum fuel. Yeah. We might give the passengers a gallon, fuel container each, just in case we need it. But maybe they'll be limiting the amount of clothes that you can wear or whatever. I mean, but this is how bad this is getting. Now, folks, this is when oil and now I want you to get your minds wrapped around this, folks. This is when oil is bouncing near $100 a barrel. And now they're saying that by next year, it could be anywhere from $130 to $150 a barrel. Now, keep in mind that this stuff has not even hit the gas pumps yet. See, this is when people get most upset, when it affects them directly.
Right, like then everything's different. When it's at the front door, absolutely, now you're in my way.
That's right. Yeah, and think about this. You know, the old saying is, well, when the guy next door loses his job, it's a depression or a recession. When you lose yours, it's a depression. Mm-hmm. And that's the way human nature is. Until it affects them directly, well, they'll just go on their merry way. Mm-hmm. You know, forget how many speed bumps are in your way and how many jostles and bumps are there. No. Until they have the experience themselves. But this has not even come home. Even the $100 a barrel has not come home yet to the gas pumps. That's why by Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. you're probably going to see gas creeping up to $3.50. By the end of the year, it could be $4, maybe even $5. And some people, James, are predicting when this hits $130 and $150 a barrel, that we may be looking at gasoline anywhere from $8 to $10 a gallon, rather.
So, like, it's as much as Europe now.
Well, yeah.
Europe, it's about, my friend just got from Germany, and he was saying it's like almost $8 a gallon there. So, yeah, that's going to be what? That will gridlock almost everything.
Oh, by the way, airlines are running on prices 6 months or older they buy contracts far in advance. So if you think these airlines are cutting down on the fuel right now on their runs to save weight, and they're dealing with fuel that the prices are 6 months old, wait till they start to hit. And James, I swear, we are so far ahead of the curve in financial news that just today, they were talking about things on the financial shows, and they started to make comments about, well, geez, is it going to be a very Merry Christmas for many people if fuel prices continue to rise? Well, you know, it's one thing if you're living in a desert Southwest and the only thing you've got to worry about is putting gas or diesel in your car or your truck. It's another thing if you're living in the North or the Northeast and it's wintertime and you not only got to put gas in your car, you got to use home heating fuel or whatever. Oh,
right.
Lord, I mean, a lot of people, and I'm not joking about this, I mean, a lot of people this time next Christmas, they might be trying to preserve the tree that they bought this year for next year. Because not a whole lot of people, and they started to use the term disposable incomes. You know, this is eating into their, I don't know, do you have it, James, do you have any disposable income at this time? That answered that question.
That answers your question.
Same here.
Let's rewind a second. The guy, like we were mentioning, have they gone on full Christmas alert over there? And they've I went into the store last night. They got all the Christmas stuff up and all the music playing really early.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that's across the board because they need people to start spending money.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I mean, if they were really smart, this January 1st, they will start an early Christmas shopping thing this January 1st. Let's get Christmas out of the way and get an early start because next year, this is the only way that these retail outlets are going to make any money if they start their Christmas sale on January 1st for next Christmas.
Right. Exactly.
We're joking about this. There's a lot of levity here, but there is truth and humor. In this particular case, there's a lot of truth. Maybe a little light on the humor, but there's a lot of truth in this.
Yeah. I looked at that because I walked in and I'm like, I'd never seen that before anywhere. And I've lived all over the place and I never seen them bringing that out so early. And then I was thinking perhaps maybe they need to generate the revenue like real soon because they're having problems because they're probably expecting, you know, they're not going to have the type of, income or sales or profit or whatever as most stores would this December. Because nobody has any money to spend at all, so you might as well just start on it early and guilt trip everybody.
Well, and you know, I am from the day, James, and you're really not that much younger than I am, but I remember the day that I lived in Ohio for quite a few years. We used to have the Sunday Blue Laws. There weren't any stores open on Sunday.
Mm.
Christmas sales didn't start until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like this. Now, you know, here we are in the first week of November, and they're already pushing Christmas stuff. That's because the retailers already know how bad of a season this is going to be.
Yep,
you know,
they do.
And you don't have to stick your wetted finger in the wind to figure that one out.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So everybody that's going to get caught up in this, I just hope that you're thinking real clearly about all that we've talked about. Those of you that
We should remind them, should we not?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, this is your only trance breaker that's out there that was going to give you any assistance clearing through the mountains of banking sewage that's flowing out into the media right now. It's just lies and getting ready to box you in, and none of it is remotely accurate. And all of you, you know, I know some people probably are listening like, well, prove it. Like, I don't need to because you just look at your bills and look at your own home life, at the situation right now. It's right in your house, the situation. So for those of you that have had this particular problem and you want to get rid of the unsecured debts that you have, you can – for starters, gather it all together. You can call this following number to get yourself acquainted with the program that we've talked about last week, or you can go into the archives and listen to the interview we did with Brad Daly. The telephone number to call is 888 213-7655. That will give you an overview of how it works. You can also listen to the archive here. And if you need to call me directly, it's 877-331-0626. Because as we're talking about the holidays coming up here, most of the people that I get on the phone, they don't have any money. There's nothing there. They're barely making it. It's check to check, and it's just when is the dam going to break? So you've got to be thinking ahead now.
I've actually dialed that number that you suggested to call.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
To offset thousands of accounts to the tune of millions of dollars. And just so we are clear, we work for you. We do not work for your creditors, your bank, or your credit card company.
That's a tease, folks. Call that number. Yeah. 888-213-7655. Be back. Short segment, Cash Flow. John Stadtmiller, James Martinez. Right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here's a cheery little story out of the Independent. Financial crisis that began in the U.S. is coming to a home near you. As American banks admit that billion-dollar scale of their losses, Bank of England governor warns that the worst is still to come in Britain. And this is how they set up this story. Here's the first paragraph of it. No one knows where the bodies are buried. Indeed, no one is quite sure exactly how many bodies there are. But they're out there, and there are plenty of them, underperforming loans, worthless securities, and overvalued assets, all safely buried well away from the bank's balance sheets, buried but not quite dead. Increasingly, they are surfacing, and these financial zombies are every bit as frightening as you'll ever encounter in a horror flick. No less terrifying are the other ghouls haunting the global economy. I thought Halloween was over. At $97 a barrel, the price of commodities from copper to wheat at historic highs in the White House, seemingly intent on scaring everyone witless with the prospect of a fresh conflagration of the Middle East. Now, this is what the Bank of England governor, the story says he's been spooked already, telling us yesterday, and I'm quoting, "I think most people expect that we have several more months to get through before the banks reveal all the losses they have incurred."
Oh, my gosh.
Now, there is always, the story goes on to say, there is always in a period like this the possibility that a shock from outside the UK, one from the world economy, might create further fragilities. Fragilities? I mean,
fragilities?
that's like Citigroup saying yesterday that Citigroup is creating a subprime salvage team.
That's like subprime salvage team.
You remember the thing about 20 years ago?
Did they have uniforms and hats?
Yeah. Well, remember about 20 years ago there was a movie, you know, Raise the Titanic. This is what the salvage team for Citigroup is going to be doing, very deep to try to salvage something that's unsalvageable.
Right.
You know, they thought they could bring it up in one piece. Well, they did a few dives in the thing and found that it was in multiple pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so says the captain of Titanic. Damn the torpedoes and icebergs full speed ahead. I'm telling you.
It's a fragility. Oh, my God.
Fragility. Is that a new term? I've never heard that before. Fragility.
Yeah. Fragility. I don't know. I know people in London, you know, I grew up in England, and they're listening to the show over there, and they got nothing to say that's very good about what's going on over there with the banks at all. It's really bad, actually.
Well, and it was pretty amazing that Northern Rock was the first one to hit, while all the banks, and see, this is how dishonest the medias are in this country. It was already happening here. But Northern Rock over there, at least the newspapers and the BBC and everybody else over there started talking about it. Over here, they don't dare breathe a word of it, because here again, folks, here's the problem with this. Here's the problem. They were scared to death that there would be continued runs on Northern Rock. The one thing that fractionalized reserve banks cannot handle, it's people lining up outside their doors to take all of their holdings out of the bank. Because it ain't in the bank. You know, it's loaned every place else, and subprime mortgages and bad loans and this, that, and the other.
I thought about what you said when I brought up the thing with Giselle, the Giselle supermodel.
Uh-huh.
Now I've heard, and I've heard it from other people out here, that now actors are starting to, they're wanting to get paid in a different form.
There you
which
go.
Which is going to be a real big shift.
Hey, when you signed that contract out there in Hollyweird, demand payment in gold.
There you go.
Forget the euros. Take it in gold.
There you go.
James, I will see you next Monday.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Okay, the news was all bad today, folks, but we put a lighter edge on it. Quite frankly, I couldn't stand another day of totally depressing news. We interjected a little humor, very little, but enough, to get you by on this Friday. Lock it down, folks. We'll see you Monday. See you then, James.
Take care.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.